Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
So far, Psalm 40 has presented to us the sinner's plea, verses 1 to 3, the saint's praise, verses 4 and 5, and the Savior's provision, verses 6 to 8. Before we leave this sacred section, notice the change between the Hebrew text, quote, "My ears you have opened," verse 6, and the Septuagint quoted in the New Testament, quote, "A body you have prepared for me," Hebrews 10, verse 5. Some commentators suggest the opened ear was the Lord listening to his Father each day in order to do his will. Perhaps. But the Hebrew word for opened is kara, a primitive root, properly to dig. Isn't this a reference to the Hebrew servant who was given the option of freedom, but chose continued servitude because he said, quote, "I love my master, my wife, and my children. I will not go out free." Exodus 21, verse 5. If so, then, quote, "His master shall pierce his ear with an awl," verse 6. This makes the link with the New Testament rendering, for a man with a digged ear was a man whose body was at the disposal of his master. I would think that's a Selah moment, too. Now, on to part 4 of the psalm, the salvation proclamation, verses 9 and 10. Quote, "I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly." Notice the three things he has not done. Quote, "I do not restrain my lips, O Lord. You yourself know." Verse 9. Yes, he does know all about it. And what have his lips been busy doing? Quote, "I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart." And, quote, "I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth." Verse 10. What a lovely triumvirate of testimony. In addition, he writes, quote, "I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation." This is what people desperately need to hear. You can be right with God. You can know his love and truth. You can experience his faithfulness and saving power. Let's preach it.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.